Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty with you. I'm glad to be back with my buddies in the Southern Bancorp studio after a couple of weeks on the road. Glad to be back here. Glad that you're tuned in today. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, where you get a great meal tonight and be a great place to cater your next event. We appreciate all that Dickey's does. Well, this may come as a shock, but we're going to talk about baseball for the next hour. I know Kelly's really stunned at that. And, boy, what better guest to have. Baseball coach Scott Berry's about to join us a little later in the show. Gabe Montenegro on the Eagle Hour. Let's go straight to Coach Berry. That Montenegro kid, Coach, I'll bet you probably remember him.
I do, both of them. So, yeah, they were great players for us. And glad to hear that he was back in the stadium last night. I understand he was down there by Miami's bullpen talking Spanish, so I have no idea what he was saying to him. So
yeah. Kelly said that Gabe was the only player in Southern Miss history to conclude his college career and then start drawing Social Security. Is there any truth to that?
Well, he was here for a long time, I know that, but I tell you, we enjoyed every bit of it. I still remember that walk-off hit against Arizona State in that 2019 regional in Baton Rouge to propel us into that night game, championship game with LSU. So that was one of the great moments of many in Southern Miss history.
No question. Coach, well, we seem to be seeing another one unfold. Before we get into the conversation, we want to talk to you about baseball in general and all the crazy outcomes around the state. Just your observation of what you've seen in the Hattiesburg Regional and As a coach yourself, how do you prepare for a game tonight?
Well, I think you just stay out of their way. I mean, our guys have all kinds of momentum right now. Coming in into today's game with winning two games yesterday, of course, we're no strangers to that. We seem to have to do it the hard way. Had to do it the hard way in 22 and 23. So we have people in place. You know, I feel like that is the main thing, that have been through it before and understand it and understand the journey and what you have to do. So I just don't think you're probably going to have to do a whole lot today other than just manage the game, because we've got people in place, we've got leaders in place that know exactly how to direct people.
And, of course, I guess what is always weighing on people's minds as you get toward the end of a tournament here, and I would assume Miami as well, have expended a lot of your frontline pitchers. So is the biggest responsibility for a coach in a championship game like this to manage the pitching staff?
100%. I mean, that lineup 1 through 9, as far as your hitters go, that's pretty much set. You might have a pinch hit here or a pinch runner every now and then, but the 9 guys that you're going to run out there are probably going to be the 9 guys that, for the most part, play that whole game. So it's going to come down to managing the bullpen and managing those pitchers, being able to take some starters that have possibly thrown in prior games and be able to limit their number of innings, but try to steal some outs with them. I mean, you're going to have to throw some of your better guys. And obviously, I don't think there will be, like Middleton, he's not going to go. I mean, that he's not in anywhere where he could do that. But some other guys that have played in prior games, they're going to be asked to try to steal some outs. And guys that have been in the bullpen waiting for their opportunity in this tournament, they're probably going to get it. So everybody's got to be ready to go.
Scott, I think the toughest part of maybe Oz's job last night was just, I mean, this team has been pretty healthy all year, and then in one game they've had three, with Pratt dealing with concussion symptoms, Dre Barrett dealing with some hip, and then Matthew Russo taking the scary shot to the face. But for them to put in Seth Smith and Ty Long and not lose a beat, I mean, how much is that a testament to, I guess, the culture that has been built there, but also a testament to Oz and Creel for having those guys ready and, like I said, not lose a beat with them?
Well, Oz and I talked earlier this morning, and one thing that we kind of reflected on is how, over the years, how we've been able to build this program into where these guys, they pass it on to the next class, and the next class that steps up, they understand it because we've had such great leaders at the top. Right now, you know, those are guys like Pato, those are guys like Ozzy that's only been with us a couple of years, but he understands it. Nick Monastir, I mean, all those guys have fought those wars for us and been in those trenches, and they make these new guys understand it and feel welcome. And I told Oz, I said, every one of those guys have been told, hey, these coaches brought you in here for a reason, because they believed in you and they believe you can play at this level. So we believe in you. When you get your opportunity, stand up and be ready to go.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was, I'm actually putting a story out about this in probably the next 10 minutes, but Matthew Russo was the bullpen catcher back in 2022, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts on how that kind of came to be. I mean, it's really come full circle 3 years later.
Well, it has. Of course, Matthew was there when I was there my last 2 years. He redshirted my next to last year, and then my last year he played sparingly. I think he had about 18 at-bats, maybe four doubles. Sargent was there at first base. So still learning the college game, and honestly, he's a great story that one day I'll reveal a little bit more about him. And just – and it's kind of a neat message for future kids, but you know, I'm not going to disclose it right now. But he is a guy that you say basically he worked his rear end off to be where he is today. He wasn't that player when he came here. He is 100% bought in to what Coach Creel has been teaching him. The swing has changed, and certainly it plays well for us now.
Well, the baseball that actually hit him in the face yesterday, we understand the baseball is in concussion protocol.
not Matthew.
Yeah, not Matthew, but the baseball itself. Coach Barry, going into a situation like today where it could be a crapshoot as to who you start out there, when you made decisions, and ultimately it's your call, but describe the input that the pitching coach, in your case the last couple of years, was Ostrander before he took over. Describe those ideas that went into making the final decision. And did you make it, or would you just kind of rubber stamp what the pitching coach was going to recommend?
You know, of course, I had to be the one to okay everything, but sure. I relied heavily on Oz. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I think the same was with when Corky and I were together and I was his pitching coach. Certainly he had the call, but we would make the recommendations to him and he would have the final say-so on it. But yeah, I mean, certainly you're going to sit there, and I'm sure as a staff last night, they broke it down trying to figure out. He and Keller Bradford worked so well together. Keller assists Coach Oz with the pitching and does just a fantastic job, and he knows these kids inside and out and got a great feel for it. Dad pitched in the big leagues for 12 years, so he's been around it, and he's been around our culture. I mean, he was a part of it as a pitcher for us, so certainly they're bouncing those things off one another, but he'll make the final decision.
When you watch a baseball game, I heard the great movie director Martin Scorsese says he rarely goes to see a movie because he can't enjoy it. He's always thinking about how it was made and how he would have done things differently. Can you enjoy just sitting and watching a baseball game, Coach Barry?
I really can, because I'll be honest with you, as a fan, and that's what I am right now, but I'm a fan that has prior experience as a coach, and I know that the decisions that go into everything that happens on that field, whether it's an offensive sign, whether it's a defensive call on a bunt defense, or whether it's a pitch call, you have little time to make that decision. But in the stands, as a fan, you have all the time in the world up till when the pitch is thrown, in all honesty. I mean, it's like you have house time as a fan. But on that field, I mean, it's a split second. You've got to figure it out and go with it. So But it is. It's been enjoyable watching. I like the chess moves. You know, I like them as a coach, but I like them as a fan too. I like to kind of anticipate what's going to happen, and you know what they might do or what pitch they might call if they're going to hit and run. Just different things. So it's been enjoyable, especially watching this group. This is a fun group to watch. And I know, Andrew, you said something about injuries, and we have really not had any all year. And you're exactly right. I can't really remember a year where we have had, like, zero. I mean, Sandlin used to miss a start. Mm-hmm. Tanner Hall used to start. Jamie Middleton has not missed a start the whole year. And I can't remember a time where your Friday night guy didn't miss a start just from a dead arm, maybe a little twitch in the shoulder and precaution. You want to set him out for a couple weeks, those sort of things. So, you know, I think a lot of props have to be given to JB and his work ethic, Todd McAvica, yep, our strength coach, and what he does in recovery and everything that goes in to that pitching staff and keeping us healthy.
We've got Coach Scott Berry on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I heard him say he was a fan. I want to ask him when he gets back, as he is miserable with anxiety as I am, about 8 hours before the game. More with Coach Scott Berry on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Also want to say hello to our good friends at Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, as well as Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We want to get right back to our conversation with Coach Scott Berry. All right, Coach, I feel a little better now because you told me in the break, and you told the guys here, I asked you, do you suffer the same anxiety that I'm already suffering about a game tonight at 8 o'clock? And you confirmed that you did, Coach.
I did. In that Alabama game, like we talked off the air, there in that ninth inning, and they had two runners on and 2-0 count. I don't know why it entered my body again after 2 years, but it – certainly present, and I felt it. And I even asked myself, why am I feeling like this? And so anyway, I guess that's just a part of you and the love for the what the game does to you.
I think it's called PTSD.
Yes. I'm going to tell you about college baseball. It's the most wonderful sport in the world, and it is the most miserable sport sometimes if you really care about a team.
Yeah, it can be unforgiving. I mean, obviously, and just like Friday night in that opener, and we get beat pretty handedly by a very good Columbia team. I mean, you know, I think what's great about this time of year, you got 64 teams, or there were on Friday, that all had the slate clean. They were all 0-0. I mean, you look at my buddy down there at Little Rock, who's going against LSU for the championship, Coach Curry. He played for me at Meridian, and for him to We talked on Wednesday. He said, Coach, this is the team that I thought I had in the fall. We are finally healthy. And, you know, they were an 8 seed in their tournament, the Ohio Valley tournament, and they win it. And they get their first regional bid, and now they are going to the championship game against the LSU Tigers in Baton Rouge.
Coach,
I mean, what a feeling.
They lost 13 of their last 14 regular season games, I heard the announcer say last night.
Yeah, it was. He was struggling. We talked earlier in the year, and he was pretty frustrated. But, you know, they stayed the course, and I'm sure he didn't waver off the process of what they felt like that they had. And like he said, he got healthy, and they're playing like he thought they would.
All right, let me throw this at you, and then I'll get the guys back in here. I had a good friend, sweet mate, say to me the other night, he said, the magnificent thing about college baseball is that teams like Columbia can come here and beat us. We can beat teams like LSU, Texas on any given day. And the day that goes away in college baseball, it'll become just like college football where everything is predictable and we will lose a wonderful sport. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would. And, you know, I felt like those days were really closing in on us. But you look at this tournament and you look at the people that have won the games. You look at UTSA. I mean, they go into Austin and Coach Hallmark, who obviously used to be in our league and was one of Coach Graham's assistants at Rice, great baseball coach, has taken that program at San Antonio that, you know, you ask Cox and Duggan, the birdbath. I mean, it was a terrible stadium. And you take a team like that that's just blue-collar guys that go into a nationally recognized program historically, and they beat them on their own field. So there's a lot of parities that are still in college baseball. And I think it all evolves around ours is not quite the money game like football and basketball have become. We still have that blue collar mentality for the most part. For the majority of the programs, there are 307 Division I programs, and I can tell you the majority of those don't have NIL money. But what they've got is they've got kids that work hard, and they go out, and they've got coaches that believe in them and make them be good players and develop them, and they go out to win.
Scott, I mean, you kind of touched on it already, but have you ever seen an NCAA tournament like this that has been this crazy where the host teams are dropping like flies? And very well, by the end of tonight, there could be a few more that are out of it. I mean, the 1 and 2 seed are gone. So, A, have you seen this before? But, B, why is there such parity this year, unlike any other year, it seems like?
You know, I don't really know, other than I think baseball's as good as it's ever been. The crowds, the enthusiasm across the country, the facilities have all continued to get better, and there's an emphasis on administrations and universities to make baseball something special. And I think that the players feel it, the coaches feel it. Certainly there's pressure and expectation to go out and win, but I think we're just in an era where there's a lot of good players and there's a lot of good coaches and a lot of good programs.
What about the significance of both Coastal now advancing to the Super Regionals and potentially the Golden Eagles advancing to the Super Regional as far as raising the respect level, if you will, of the Sun Belt?
Well, that is phenomenal. You know, and I think it's no secret, the Sun Belt was not a very good conference this year as a whole. I mean, you had 10 losing records, programs with losing records out of 14. That's why we were the ninth ranked league RPI in the country, but you had a very top heavy with Coastal and Southern Miss, who just how it should have been. It should have been them in the finals of the conference tournament, and it was a great battle there too. And I would love to have seen it on a weekend series, 2 out of 3, where they both had their number ones and twos and threes going. But it is what it is, and what those programs, our program and Coastal, has been able to achieve over the marathon of this season and continue what they're doing right now is really no surprise to me. They've been consistent the whole year. I think they both have tradition in their programs. And when you have tradition, you're going to have a culture that carries you a little bit further.
All right, Coach, I want to ask you this because I've been asked this question a couple of times this morning. I want you to get inside the mind of the Miami head coach. He pitched a bunch of kids last night against USM, and some did not appear to be that great toward the end. Is that an indication that Miami is running low on pitching, or an indication that the coach looked at the scoreboard and said, we're not going to win this game, I'm going to save my best for the last game?
Well, I think that's probably enters into it. Yeah, we're not going to shoot all our bullets in a game that we probably are not going to win. I mean, when you spot somebody 9 runs in the first inning, that's pretty tough to overcome. But, you know, I have been on that end where we have spotted somebody a number of runs, and I can remember trying to get their minds right that, look, it's a long game, and if you're going to give up a big inning, you want it in the first inning. You don't want it in the eighth or ninth. You want it where you have the whole game to recover, and that was the one thing that kind of worried me about that, is that we did score that, and we didn't score a whole lot. We kind of went through a little lull until they got themselves back into it and started getting a little bit of momentum, and then our guys kicked it back in. But in the mind of their coach right now, I would think that he's got to be a little concerned playing in this environment in front of these, which is a pretty rowdy crowd right now and enthusiastic for the Golden Eagles. But more importantly, you know, the way we hit the ball yesterday, scoring 17 runs, you know, I think is probably a cause for concern on their end.
I will point out, Miami did save one of their starters that has made 10 starts this season. All those numbers are not particularly great, but they do have a guy that can go deep for them. But my question for you, Coach Barry, is how do you feel about an 8 o'clock start, a late start on a Monday night? How do you kind of go about coaching your team through it?
Well, you know, it's getting at where I am, it's getting close to my bedtime. I won't lie to you at that time, so it'd be a little concern for me. But the game itself can keep you awake and keep that adrenaline running. You know, certainly we need the time to recover. I'm sure that we're getting IV'd and getting plenty of hydration in us to get ready to win this game tonight. But, you know, I think it is a long day. It's a long wait, but it's there for both teams. I would rather be at my home waiting than I would be laying around in a hotel waiting, I can tell you that.
All right, Coach, a minute left. What do the Golden Eagles have to do to get this win tonight and host the Louisville Cardinals next week?
Well, they're going to have to score runs. I feel like, and of course, we've seen scenarios where people think it's going to be a high-scoring game and it ends up being 3-2. I mean, you never know about baseball. That's the great thing about it. But certainly we're going to have to continue to hit. We're going to have some guys in the bullpen. They're going to have to step up for us. They're going to have to come out of that pen and give us a great outing, just like Sundstrom did last night, and cover those innings. You know, and what about those two freshmen yesterday, Harris and Sundstrom? The future looks pretty bright with those two guys for sure. So, and that's a big moment. But we're going to have to, you know, continue to play good defense. I don't know what the injury report is. I would think Ozzie would be back. I don't think that's much serious. So I might be a little concerned with Barrett a little bit. I didn't like the way he was kind of coming off. And, of course, Russo, that hard head, like Kelly said, you know, that ball needs to probably be thrown out. More than, but I think, you know, it grazed his shoulder first before it got his face, fortunately. So, but, you know, we're just going to have to continue to do what we do. And momentum is a powerful thing. Like Oz and I talked this morning, I mean, when players feel like they can't be beat, there's no substitute for that. And I just feel like that's what our Golden Eagles feel right now. They can't be beat.
Coach, you're the best, and we always enjoy our conversations with you. And I thank you for coming on short notice today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Coach Scott Barry, everybody.
And for him being on the show today, we're going to give him one semester's tuition at the Kevin O'Sullivan Charm School in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, geez.
I don't know what he'll do with it, but.
Well, I hope not what that coach said.
Yeah, for sure.
Gabe Montenegro's been around a while. We'll hear what he was saying to those Miami pitchers down at the bullpen deck.
See.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, remember that Be Quick is celebrating its 60th anniversary with a lot of giveaways. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by the Optimus Park and receive your free Buffalo decal and place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for your decal to win. You can visit your favorite Be Quick and see if your vehicle has been spotted. Kelly, you did that all week for me last week. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can win any one of four different great prizes like the Saints Football Experience, Mossy Oak Shopping Spree, a Royal Caribbean Cruise for four.
Wow.
Or a Biloxi Offshore Fishing Trip. Wow.
I want to thank MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, U.S. Highway 98 West. Had us out there last Monday. Had a great time with those folks. Great place to pick up anything you need for your home, your lawn, your garden. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, guys. We're trying to connect with Gabe Montenegro. If we get him, he's scheduled to be on the show. We'll, of course, bring him on the air. But lots to talk about, and, of course, a lot of anticipation in the community. Raucous crowd last night. It was just probably one of the most unique atmospheres in all of college baseball at Pete Taylor Park. And Kelly, it should be just as raucous and loud tonight.
I think so. And the way that that the SEC has been laying eggs, particularly in this tournament, when they've been the hosts.
Gold money eggs.
In most of these cases. For example, Florida is out, although they didn't host. But Texas hosted. They're out. Wright State puts Vanderbilt out. Vanderbilt, the number one seed. In Nashville, they get knocked off. Most of America wouldn't even know what state Wright State is in.
Ohio.
But most Americans would not know that, I would venture to say.
To be fair, I was making this comment in the press box. Wright State is a regular tournament team. I mean,
yeah,
them
are.
Being a four seed is a little deceiving.
But the layperson probably wouldn't know. Georgia's a host. They get beat out. Southern Miss themselves put Alabama out. So there's five SEC teams
Kentucky
that are out.
Kentucky's out.
Yeah, but I think you're also highlighting not enough on the fact that the amount of host teams that are on the bubble are not even making it. I mean, yeah, sure, a lot of them are SEC, but you've got Clemson. Obviously, Southern Miss is still in theoretically trouble.
Right.
I mean, there's
right.
I mean, there's chaos this year.
Yeah. LSU, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma are facing
It's hard to believe, but Arkansas Little Rock had lost 13 of their last 14, as you heard us say, and they pounded LSU last night. It wasn't close.
I think one of the stories of this tournament, however it winds up, is going to be how wide open this thing has been and how far the mighty have fallen. I mean, in fact, historically, I don't think has ever not gotten through regionals, right?
It's the first time that the number one overall national seed has not made it to a regional final. However, there are some who were arguing Vanderbilt shouldn't have been the one.
Well, but I mean, they're not. I mean, so you're already going to have one Sun Belt team in the super regionals, potentially two, ACC, Florida State. I mean, there's going to be a lot of different conferences.
Yeah.
The Pac-10, Irvine and UCLA out that way.
I think it's easier to talk about which teams have, you know, swept through their regionals rather than who hasn't, which if my top of my head is correct, Auburn, Coastal, and then Florida State. And I think there's one more, but
and those are three different conferences.
Coastal looks good.
Yeah, they do.
Coastal
from the Sun Belt, Auburn from the SEC,
and then Arizona punched their ticket. West Virginia's in there. Tennessee is they're playing to keep their season alive tonight. Arkansas was the other one who's made it through without any scratches. So only four teams at this point to do that is it's just crazy. You talk about March Madness, but man, the madness in May is just as fun.
And it's kind of hard to grasp this, but if the Golden Eagles can find a way to win this tonight, this would be their third Super Regional in 4 years. I mean, that's pretty
hosting.
Daggummit.
Hosting.
Yes,
bro.
Impressive, is it not?
I haven't done it yet, though.
And look, the way that regional at Nashville shaped up, Louisville.
It's a very favorable. It's the most favorable super regional that they've had.
Correct.
You can't talk like they haven't, but it would be the most favorable.
Far and away, that's far and away the best super regional they would have.
What makes this team unique for Southern Miss is how the freshmen have made significant contributions. I'm not talking about redshirt freshmen. I'm talking about true freshmen. You've also had guys that, look, Peyto sprung a leak this weekend, didn't have a great tournament, but then you had Higdon, Russo, some of these other guys step up, and as soon as Russo and Higdon are cold, two or three other guys get hot. It has been a great team effort, and we talked about Tucker Stockman, you know, how he is playing his best baseball right now, and that's, in a game like baseball, that's what has to happen. You can almost expect that. There's going to be some...
I think last night what you saw, Kelly, was you saw the future of Southern Miss baseball on the field as well.
When you have Davis Gillespie on the bench.
That's pretty significant.
And Seth Smith on the bench. Now, yeah. Seth Smith comes in. He's got a great professional. His dad was a pro baseball player, has an excellent pedigree, fundamentally sharp, sound. And that guy's just a sophomore. I think he is a star that's getting ready to really take off, Seth Smith, when he gets that chance.
I think he'll be, I mean, he has to be the favorite for the second base job next year.
Absolutely.
So
I think as well that you might very well just yesterday have seen potentially next year's starting weekend rotation in Colby Allen,
Camden Sundstrom, and Graydon Harris. People forget the MLB draft has not been forgiving to this program, which, I mean, it's a testament to the talent, but I was doing the math the other day. I mean, there's a lot of guys who could be gone because of that.
But I'm okay.
Colby Allen being one.
I've just developed the feeling that, okay, that's great. They're restocked. They've got talent that we don't know about.
We don't rebuild.
We're going to see next year.
We reload.
I think so. I absolutely think so.
So if you're Oz and you have to make that call tonight, Andrew, who are you starting on the mound?
I think maybe you to get out the gate. I think you can go to Matt Adams. He threw 75 pitches on Friday. If you get two out of him, that's great. I mean, this is going to be like a midweek. Okay, I mean, like the way they're going to go about it. I think your other option, assuming Ozzie Pratt is healthy, and you hope he's healthy because I think this guy would need to pitch anyway, but I think Ty Long would be another really good option. His last two starts in the midweek were pretty solid and got them out the gate as well. After that, it gets tricky, but I think no matter what happens, all eyes are going to be on Josh Ock because he is going to have to cover deep. He's still fresh. He hasn't thrown this weekend. He was the hero in the postseason last year. And I know it's been rocky for him at times this year, but he's got to cover big time for them tonight.
I agree with that.
So who would you start, Bob?
I'm glad I don't have to
think about it. Think about it, and I'm going to tell you that I would start Cross Sibley.
Yeah.
And the reason I would, and I know he's thrown what 75 pitches or something.
I think 80.
80. Okay, somewhere in there. But he's used to being. He's been in the starter's role before. He's war tested. He's a veteran. He's been around, knows how to navigate his way as both a starter and a reliever. I just think Sibley would be the way I would go.
I think I don't hate that thought process, but I think it's more valuable to have him out of the pen tonight because, number one, I think he'd be fresher out of the pen for an inning or two to close it out if you need it, right? Also, traditionally, although he did have one great month this year, he's better out of the pen. And also, I just think – because of how many pitches he threw, it might be one inning you get out of him. I'd rather it be on a back end in a critical moment rather than up front.
But the way that he throws the ball, I don't think 75 pitches with the way he delivers the ball, I think it's a lot different than 75 pitches thrown by J.B. Middleton.
Yeah.
You know, Civil is just so smooth and effortless.
And I think we can take from what Scott said that J.B.'s not going to be in the picture.
Oh, yeah, I think
Hang
for
on
sure.
Hang on a second. I think we may have found Gabe Montenegro. Gabe, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. I lost track of time.
Oh, well, no problem, Gabe, but we're going to keep you for the next segment. I've only got a minute before we go to this commercial, but we've got to ask you a question.
And Gabe, can speak to us in English, okay? Not like you're chewing out the umpire or the bullpen.
Gabe,
we'll keep it in English this time.
We were told by Scott Berry that you were down in the ear of the Miami bullpen last night talking to them in Spanish. Can you reveal to us what harassment you were throwing their way?
If I'm being honest, if we're on the radio right now, I'll rather not say. Let's just say we kept it as clean as possible.
But they understood what you were saying. Is that a correct assumption, Gabe?
That is a correct assumption. There's a, you know, there's a bunch of guys there in the bullpen that spoke Spanish. So, you know, we were talking Spanish to them.
You just being friendly and welcoming. Is that what I'm hearing? Welcoming them to the pit.
Yeah, we were giving them some Southern hospitality, you know, but in Spanish.
Guatemalan Southern hospitality, correct?
That's awesome.
Guatemalan Southern hospitality,
right.
Exactly.
All right, can you hang on through the break, Gabe? We want to talk to you more. We've got a short commercial break here, and we'll be back for the last segment. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, you want me to stay in line?
Yeah, just stay right on the line. We'll be back to you in 4 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Gabe Montenegro of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, don't forget about the Pine Belt News. It's your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. You can get it all for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest or Lamar counties. Also want to thank our good friends, 4th Street Bar and Grill. It'll be packed tonight, no question about that. The ball game will be on the TV, of course. And I want to say hello to our friends as well at DBAT on Hardy Street. We appreciate all their support of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I want to get right back to the great Gabe Montenegro. We've got him on the phone, and I think we can't remember if we said that before the break, but Gabe is doing his part. You're making the Miami pitching staff very uncomfortable down there in their bullpen, right, Gabe?
Oh, we're trying our best down there. And you know we got to support the Eagles somehow, and why not speak Spanish to the bullpen?
And then you admitted you even recruited some friends who speak Spanish as well, so y'all could hit them like a stereo from both sides. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't think the Miami team was expecting a whole section of guys speaking Spanish coming to Southern Miss.
Welcome to the Pete.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Gabe, Andrew Abbey here. Wanted to ask you, you know, going back to that 2022 regional, you guys were in that regional final against LSU in the winner take all. What is this day like? What's it all like leading up to this game? What can you kind of, what do you remember from that? Is it just one long day of waiting? Is it relaxed? What do you think's going on in that dugout right now?
I think it wasn't that late of a game, so it was a quick turnaround. But having this game so late, it's gotta be a long wait for them. That anticipation, you know, because that 22, I think it was like either noon or 2 o'clock. I don't think it was that late of a game.
What do you think Oz and Creel are kind of telling the guys to just kind of keep them settled? Or if they're doing anything, is there a chance they're just kind of doing their thing until they're told to show up?
Well, yeah, right now I really think they're doing their own thing, and but they I do think that they get to the locker room early just to start, you know, start getting locked in. But at this point, I think that they're just letting them be. I think they found their momentum, and they're just trying to keep it and just, you know, try to stay as focused and calm as possible until, you know, until that game time.
And Gabe, you think Miami is toast at this point?
Oh, I think they're over Southern Miss right now.
Yeah. Who
I think they're ready to go back to Florida.
They're over Southern Miss.
Who's got I think they're ready to go back.
Who's got the most pressure on them when they hit the field tonight? Which team, Gabe, and why?
Oh, I do think it's Miami because, you know, they got that big win. They went 2-0. They beat Alabama, and they, you know, they started getting comfortable. And, like, yesterday, just with that 9-run inning, so you just wake up today and, like, try to figure something out to stop Southern Miss's momentum because, you know, it was a pretty rough game for their pitching staff. So if they are holding their, you know, some ace somewhere in there, mm-hmm. other than that, I feel like they got a lot of pressure trying to wake up their bats.
How real is the momentum? How real is momentum, Gabe?
Oh, it's 100% real. It's especially like hitting wise. You definitely. It's hard to explain, but you just feed off the other players, and then when all the pieces are just working together, it's a unstoppable, just. Hitting machine, you know?
Gabe, real quick, if I've got some Spanish-speaking friends that are going to go to the game tonight, what's the section? Uh-huh. You're kind of heading up the section. Where should they go? In the ballpark.
Well, we're on the first row of the bullpen area in the lounge.
Okay.
Sixth and a lounge.
Right.
That first row on right behind the bench, that bullpen bench.
So we can assume you're not going to take it easy on them tonight, correct?
Probably not. Probably not. And even if so, the rest of the fans there, even if they don't speak Spanish, we gave them a couple phrases that they just put in their notes in the phone, and they were just chirping those phrases throughout the game.
Classes in session.
And again, he cannot repeat those.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, for sure, no.
Hey, thanks for joining us, buddy. You know how we all feel about you, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, the Gabe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and we'll see you tonight.
All right, Gabe. We appreciate it, man. The great Gabe Montenegro. Now, there's a legend right there that will never be forgotten in Southern Miss baseball lore.
Once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
I don't know if people remember, but it took a act of two Mississippi State senators to make sure he could play his final season at Southern Miss.
That's exactly right, isn't it? That's exactly right. All right, that wraps it up. We'll have lots to talk about tomorrow. Oz will be on the show. He confirmed that to us this morning. So we'll get Coach Oz's perspective of what happens tonight. Real quick, Kelly Center prediction.
I predict that tomorrow on this show we're going to be talking about starting times in the Super Regional against Louisville.
I predict a very long and stressful night.
I predict an exciting night, and I can't wait to beat down the Louisville Cardinals. It'll be like old times, won't it, Kelly?
I would say it in Spanish, but I'm brushing up as we speak. Yeah,
that wraps it up. See you at the Pete, Southern Miss.
To the top. To the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.